जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जामुना तीर वनचारी, जमुना तीर वनचारी, जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, 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 Jamuna Tire Vanachari. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Jai Jai Rukmini Dwarkadhish, Rukmini Dwarkadhish, Rukmini Dwarkadhish, Rukmini Dwarkadhish. Jai Prabhupad, 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 Jai Prabhupad. Gaura Premanande Jayam Vishnupat Paramahamsa Parvrijagacharja Ashtotra Shatra Shri Srimad Srila Abhay Charanaranda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Charja Shri Thakur Haridas Ki Jai. Prem Se Koho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai. Navadvip Mayapur Tham Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Ki Jai. Yumuna Mai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Rani Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Hrinama Sankirtana Ki Jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Iskan Bibiti Samstapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Go Premanande. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Nadam Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashtaprayeshu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki Krishne Swadhamo Bhagate Dhanamagnana Dibhisaha Kalau Nashta Drishamesha Puranarko Dhunoditaha. This is Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15. And today we are on text number 29. Kindly repeat. Dwari etayoho nivivishoho mishatoho aprishtva purvaha yatha purata vajra kapatikaha yaha sarvatra te avishamaya munayaha swadrishtya ye sancharanti avihataha vigata abhishankaha dvaryeta yornivivishur mishatoda prishtva Purva yatha purata vajra kapatikayah Sarvatra te vishamaya munaya svadrishtya Ye sancharantya vihata vigata bhishankaha Dvarye tayor nivivishur mishatora prishtva Purva yatha purata vajra kapatikayah Sarvatra te vishamaya munaya svadrishtya Ye sancharantya vihita vigata bhishankaha Dvarye tayor nivivishur mishatoda prishtva. Purva yatha puradavajraka patikaya. Sarvatra te vishamaya munaya svadrishtya. Ye sancharantya vihita vigata bhishankaha. Anyone else? Dvarye tayor nivivishur mishatora prashtva. Purva yatha puradavajvaka patikaya. Sarvatra te vishamaya munaya svadrishtya. Ye sancharantya vihita vigasha bhishankaha. Dvarye tayor vishor vishra. Purva yatha purata vajtaka patikaya. Sarvatra te vishamaya munaya svadrishtya. Ye sancharantya vihita vigata bhishankaha. Ladies, Dvari, in the door, etayoho, both doorkeepers, nivivishoho, entered, mishatoho, while seeing, aprishtva, without asking, purvaha, as before, yatha, as, purata, made of gold, vajra, and diamonds. Kapatikaha, the doors. Yaha, which. Sarvatra, everywhere. Te, they. Avishamaya, without any sense of discrimination. Munayaha, the great sages. Swadrishtya, out of their own will. Ye, who, sancharanti, move. Avihataha, without being checked. Vigata, without. Abhishankaha, doubt. Translation. The great sages headed by Sanaka had opened doors everywhere. They had no idea of ours and theirs. With open minds, they entered the seventh door out of their own will, just as they had passed through the other six other doors, which were made of gold and diamonds. Please repeat. The great sages, headed by Sanaka, had opened doors everywhere. They had no idea of ours and theirs. With open minds, they entered the seventh door out of their own will, just as they had passed through the six other doors, which were made of gold and diamonds. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great sages, namely Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumara, although very old in years, maintain themselves eternally as small children. They were not at all duplicitous, and they entered the doors exactly as little children enter places without any idea of what it is to trespass. That is a child's nature. A child can enter any place and no one checks him. Indeed, a child is generally welcome in his attempts to go places. But if it so happens that a child is checked from entering a door, he naturally becomes very sorry and angry. That is the nature of a child. In this case, the same thing happened. The childlike saintly personalities entered all the six doors of the palace, and no one checked them. Therefore, when they attempted to enter the seventh door and were forbidden by the doormen, who checked them with their sticks, they naturally became very angry and sorrowful. An ordinary child would cry, but because these were not ordinary children, they immediately made preparations to punish the doormen, for the doormen had committed a great offense. Even to this day, a saintly person is never checked from entering anyone's door in India. Om Jnanatimirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Shcha He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shri vasadi gaur bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Madhgavira Bigopala Svikuryat Kripayayadi, Tadaiva Sampayaha Pitwa, Rishye Yustat Priyajanaha. In the end of his 10th canto commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura prays, My dear Lord Gopal, only if you accept my words as your cows, may they produce sweet milk and thus give pleasure to your pure devotees. So I'm trying to present something in the same mood. We have here very beautiful description, and a very important one as well. Kumara's entering Vaikuntha. They've already come through seven gates. Six gates. So what's the problem with the seventh gate? The problem is Jaya and Vijaya. Of course, this is all Krishna's arrangement for them to commit this offense. They're here in our midst. We also don't want to offend them. But Dwari etayor nivivishur mishitora prashtva. Without asking, they entered through the door, and seeing these two doormen were there, Puravayatha purata vajrakapatika yaha. Just as before, they thought everything was going to be the same. They are entering another diamond, gold encrusted, diamond embedded doorway. Sarvatratea vishamaya munayaha svatrishtya ye sancharanti avihata vigata bhijankaha. They didn't have any doubt about this. They had no reason to question whether they would be allowed or not, because everywhere they go, sarvatra, because they are not toxic persons and they're sages, wherever they go, by their own vision or desire, they're unobstructed. So there's no reason to expect that it would be any different now, but somehow or other these two doormen stopped them. Of course, they haven't really been stopped yet. So maybe we shouldn't get ahead of the plot. Sridhar Swami comments here, Etayor mishatoho pashyato stav. They were seeing the two of them, the two doormen, pashyata. Mishataha means pashyataha. Anadritya prishtvaiva yaha. And they didn't ask. Purva satvara, just like purva, the word purva here previously refers to the previous six doors. And just as they went through those diamond inlaid golden doors, they entered the seventh door too. The reason that they didn't ask. Aprashne hetuhu sarvatra ye avihata anivaritaha sancharanti. They go everywhere without being obstructed, without being checked. That's the reason they didn't even bother asking. There was no reason to ask. So, nishankatve hetu. And the reason they had no doubt about this is that by their own vision, they were avishamaya. This is a very loaded word here. Avisha. What does visha mean? Yeah, they were not toxic persons, you can say. They were non-toxic. And by their own vision, they didn't see things. Here Prabhupada says, they moved as they wished without discrimination. Discrimination is sometimes a bad word. Sometimes it's quite necessary. We know discrimination is the key word of the Madhyama Adhikar for those devotees who are trying to become Madhyama Adhikaris in devotional service. You have to use your discrimination. It's very essential. On the other hand, discrimination based on toxic desires within our own hearts or attachments or illusions, that's not a good thing. So they are free of this kind of poison. The word visha means poison. And that's why they are unobstructed everywhere they go. People could perceive that. If someone is a little bit envious, sometimes you can see it, sometimes you can't. But these sages, they generally moved without fear, unobstructed by anyone, and they would go anywhere, undisturbed, intelligence. They entered the door made of golden diamonds, just like the previous ones, without asking. So this verse, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, says, this verse explains the reason that they were angry. Why did the Kumaras become angry? Without asking the two gatekeepers who were watching, disrespecting them, they entered the seventh door whose bolts were made of diamonds. Diamond bolts, it says. Let me see this. Purapattika hiraka kilaya kavatika avatyas ta yatha vivishuhu. They entered these doors. The panels were gold and the bolts were diamonds, so it says. And just as the previous doors were the same. They didn't ask because of their nature without anyone able to stop them from going anywhere, avihataha. They used to wander everywhere. These are the commentaries that we have. Jiva Goswami doesn't comment. I didn't bother looking up the minor commentators. Usually Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it all. And at any rate, the real essence is found in the Bhaktivedanta purport. Always the best one. Who are these Kumaras? Srila Prabhupada described them as childlike in his purport. Childlike. That's a very good description. Why? Because they're not children. They look like children, but they're not children. This is the fascinating thing about pure devotees. They seem to be completely conditioned, but they're not. And how that's so is something that perplexes us as conditioned souls. But the childlike, saintly personalities entered all the six doors of the palace and no one checked them. Therefore, when they attempted to enter the seventh door and were forbidden by the doorman who checked them with their sticks, they naturally became very angry and sorrowful. An ordinary child would cry, but these were not ordinary children. So this is what's being described. Even children, they're actually vishamaya. They look to be innocent, but they're not innocent. If we were innocent, we would not take birth. Everybody has something hiding in their hearts or something that they're hiding within their hearts. Everybody has poison inside. But these small children didn't. And it's described here that by years, they were older than everyone. But they played the part of small children perfectly. Such that these doormen didn't even recognize them. And these were dear associates of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. And still they couldn't recognize. Of course, this is all arranged by the Lord as a part of his desire. So who are these Kumaras? It's described in the 12th chapter of the third canto. Sanakam cha sanandam cha sanatanam atham atmabhuhu. Sanat Kumaram Chamunin Nishkriyan Urharetasaha. In the beginning, Brahma created four great sages named Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatana, and Sanat Kumara. All of them were unwilling to adopt materialist activities because they were highly elevated due to their semens flowing upwards. This is called Urharetasa. Urthareta means when one practices, when a man practices celibacy, then he becomes very powerful because the semen is a very powerful substance, obviously. Otherwise, how do you create another human being out of that substance? It has to be very, it's called virya. Virya itself, the word means powerful. So when this is retained, it flows upwards and creates what we call in Ayurveda, ojas. We know from chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, dharyami aham ojasa. I sustain this whole creation through ojas. Ojas means the, not exactly power, it's a cool power. It's not an aggressive or hot power, but it's a power that sustains all things, nourishes all things. So this is very necessary. And if one practices very strict celibacy as a man, then one becomes very powerful in these ways and becomes very spiritually advanced. Or rather, it's easier for him to become spiritually advanced. But this is only for men. What about women? Obviously not. But Srila Prabhupada describes throughout his books, women have an equally powerful alternative to practicing brahmacharya. What is that? Chastity. This is what's described throughout all the Srila Prabhupada's books. When a woman is chaste to her husband and follows all the shastric injunctions in that regard, she becomes very powerful. So much so that Valmiki can describe Ravana's offense to Mother Sita as trying to reach inside the mouth of a hungry lion to extract a tooth. Not a good idea. And Prabhupada many times describes that it's because of his offense to Mother Sita that Ravana had to suffer the way he did, such an ignoble end. Even though he had gained so many boons from Lord Brahma and conquered from others also, he conquered all the devatas, just like they're trying to do nowadays. They've been trying for a long, long time, but who is it? In 2017, the Chinese military published a research report about how to create a novel coronavirus that will target specific sectors of the population. In 2017, 2 years before the pandemic, they were researching that stuff. And sometimes I wonder why America consistently got hit all 4 years, more than anyone else in the world. Sometimes I wonder. Anyway, we're getting off topic now, but the point is that people can become very spiritually advanced and very materially advanced also by refraining from sex desire, sex indulgence, really, is what it comes down to. For the men, that means do not lose your semen. For the women, it means do not look at others. Consider yourself the devoted maidservant of only one pati in this world. So these things are very powerful practices, and the Kumaras had done this. In fact, they did not didn't want to grow up at all, because they knew that when we grow up, then what happens? When you grow up, people change. I was talking to some congregational devotees last night, and they were telling me that when the children get to be around 14, 15, the boys at least, then, they change. Until that time, they're very happy to come to the temple and take part in Krishna consciousness, but after that time, then it's dangerous. There was one true story. I won't name the persons or the place involved, but there was a girl who was coming to the temple very happily every Sunday, dancing in the adati, helping with the pujaris in the back with the deity paraphernalia. This is not here, somewhere else. And somehow or other, when she became what we call sayani in Hindi, it means aware of what's hrichaya, lying in the heart, then she changed. What happened? She fell in love. And the boy was Muslim. That doesn't work if you're from a conservative Gujarati family, as she was. So they said, no, this is nothing doing. You cannot, no. But she was determined because that's the power of sex desire. And so somehow or other these two eloped, as we say in America. They ran away. And she was promptly disowned by both families, by his family because he's going with a Hindu girl, and by her family because she went with a Muslim boy, among other things. Now, the problem is that he wasn't so good Muslim because he was drinking. And it wasn't just drinking. Actually, there were drugs involved. So she got addicted to drugs. After some time, as is almost always the case in the modern world with men, they disappear. They lose interest. They traipse off somewhere else and leave the responsibility with the poor girl, as he did. So what do you do when you're addicted to heroin and you have nowhere to go? She went from one friend to another, but you never trust a junkie. Why? Because they're going to rip you off at every moment to get their next fix. That's what they live for. So she burnt out all of her friends in quick succession. Then the devotees took compassion on her and tried to help her out, but she did the same thing, abusing the devotees and offending them also. Sometimes you just, you know, likhitamapi lalate pronchitam kaha samartha. When fate is written on your forehead that you have to suffer in a particular way, there's not much you can do about it, and there's not much you can do to help such a person even. Seems to be that was the case. I don't know, but anyway, she ended up on the street, and you know what you do when you're a young woman addicted to drugs, and the only place to live on is underneath the 405 freeway on Venice Boulevard. So that's what she was doing. Last thing I heard, I mean, last time I saw her, she was wearing oily blue jeans and dirty clothes and had Sai Baba hair and was standing in the corner of the prasadam room talking to the wall. So, you know, I heard she ended up in some woman's shelter or something. Anyway, the point is that people can change. And this is the power of sex desire. So the Kumaras wanted to avoid all of this. And so they had that benediction, or according to some it was a curse, but they would not have to grow up. They remained as eternally Kumara. What does Kumara mean? From what age? Huh? No. From 1 to 5 years is Kumara. From 5 to 10, or Pauganda, and above 10 is Kaishora. These are the three ages. So that's why they're called the four Kumaras. So they have different names. Here we're hearing a different name, Sanandan. Sananda. Sometimes it's Sanandana instead, but the meaning is the same. Sometimes, yeah, they have different names in different contexts. They're called Sanagadi Rishis. They're called the Chatusanas because they all have names beginning with Sana. Anyway, these are the four Kumaras. Now, it says here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, although Brahma created the principles of nescience as a matter of necessity for those living entities who were destined to ignorance by the will of the Lord, he was not satisfied in performing such a thankless task. He therefore created four principles of knowledge. Sankhya, that's empirical philosophy, for the analytical study of material conditions. Yoga, or mysticism, for liberation of the pure soul from material bondage. Vairagya, or acceptance of complete detachment from material enjoyment in life to elevate oneself to the highest spiritual understanding. And tapas, or the various kinds of voluntary austerities performed for spiritual perfection. Brahma created the four great sages, Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, and Sanat, to entrust them with these four principles of spiritual advancement. In other words, they are the avesh incarnations, you can say, of these aspects of knowledge. What are those? Sankhya, yoga, vairagya, and tapasya. Very, very important things for anybody who wants to make spiritual advancement. You have to cultivate these things. You have to cultivate an awareness of the categories that make up this material nature. You have to meditate on these principles of material nature and specifically how you're actually separate from them. And you have to be detached in order to do that, and in order to practice that detachment, it's austerity. It's difficult. It's a discipline. Disciple means discipline. You can't have a discipline that's easy, because just like there's no, it's oxymoronic to say you have an easy austerity. If it's austere, it's not easy. If it's too easy, you're doing the wrong thing. So, anyway, so they embody these four aspects of knowledge, and Brahma created the four great sages, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, and Sanat, to entrust him with these four principles of spiritual advancement, and they inaugurated their own spiritual party, or sampradaya, known as the Kumara Sampradaya, and later on as the Nimbarka Sampradaya, for the advancement of bhakti. That Nimbarka Sampradaya is probably one of the oldest communities in Vrindavan, where I live, and they're still going on. Very esoteric community, very small one. I mean, they don't really exist outside of pockets of Bihar and Rajasthan and mainly in Vrindavan. But this is the disciplic succession which is coming from these four Kumaras. The Kumaras learned from the Lord himself in his Hamsavatar, according to their tradition. And the Kumaras, who do they teach? Huh? Yeah, Prithu also, that's later. But according to this Sampradaya, they taught Narad Muni as well. So very august sages. All these great sages became great devotees, for without devotional service to this personality of Godhead, one cannot achieve success in any activity of spiritual value. So this is Prabhupada's purport to that verse. We learn some more about them in Lugu Bhagavatamritam, first book, chapter 3, early verses. There it says that the four sannas are mentioned in the first canto, and he quotes here, Rupa Goswami, quote, first of all, in the beginning of creation, the Lord manifested the four unmarried sons of Brahma, the Kumaras, who, being situated in a vow of celibacy, underwent severe austerities for the realization of the absolute truth. So, the person who created these four Kumaras is Lord Vishnu, Krishna's Swam Sharupa. And the same Lord assumed the role of these four sages. Vishnu, in this way, masterminded the creation named Kumara, one of the creations. In these verses quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, the incarnations are numbered in a way that doesn't directly follow the chronological order, but Rupa Goswami gives them an order in his Lugu Bhagavatamritam. So, Chaturbhira Vataroyam Eka Eva Satam Mataha Sana Shabdat Chaturashweva Chatusana Iti Smrita. We mentioned a moment ago they're called Chatusanas. Rupa Goswami is calling them that here in Lugu Bhagavatamritam. Saintly authorities consider these four persons to be a single avatar. Because their names all include the word sana, the scriptures call them the four sanas. And he goes on to say, the incarnation descended to preach pure knowledge and devotional service. That strongly hints that to practice devotional service, you have to have these four aspects of knowledge that these four Kumaras descended to preach. What are those four again? Sankhya, yoga, vairagya, tapasya. Very important. The sannas appear from lotus-born Brahma as golden-complexioned five-year-old boys. We've already described what the Kumara age means. Srila Sanatana Goswami describes the glories of Sanat Kumar and his brothers in the second part of Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Lord Brahma describes the sannas in Srimad Bhagavatam also, 2.7.5. That means, quote, to create the different planetary systems, I had to undergo austerities and penance, and the Lord, thus being pleased with me, incarnated in four sannas. In the previous creation, the spiritual truth had been completely lost, but the four sannas explained it so nicely that the truth at once became clearly perceived by the sages. So the birth of these four sages from Brahma and their disobedience to his order to beget children are also described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 12. We know that story. So when Rupa Goswami discusses avesh incarnations, these chatusanas, they're actually avesh incarnations of the Lord. And in Laghu Bhagavatamrita chapter, book 1, text 18, he says, the very, very great jivas in whom Lord Janardhan invests portions of his knowledge, strength, and other energies are called aveshas. This is the definition of an avesha avatar. And then, even in Vaikuntha, there are examples such as Shesha, Narada, and Sanaka. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes Akrura seeing these avesha forms. So that's the end of his discussion on the aveshas. But the three kinds of forms the Lord incarnates as Swayam Rupa, Tadekatma Rupa, and Avesh Rupa. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila Chapter 20, Texts 367 through 376 records Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's description of the Lord's Avesh expansions and his teachings to Sanatana Goswami. So you can study that in your spare time. But these are a few things about these four Kumaras. So why is it significant to consider all these things? Because they look like little children. And little children we generally chastise and we tell them to go away and so many things. And that's exactly what these doormen did to the four sannas. But it was an offense, Prabhupada writes in his purport, because they didn't recognize who they are. Vaishnavar kriya mudra vignena bhujai, it's described. You cannot understand all the time who is a Vaishnava and who is not by their activities, because their activities may be inconceivable. Just like this book distributor, you all know Mohotsaha Prabhu, you're all competing with him, or trying. You know, he's just able to move into any crowd and just jive with anybody. You don't understand that he speaks Telugu, Tamil, Kannada, Hindi, English, whatever. You think he's just a black American in Atlanta because he's so cool. So you can easily commit an offense if you take him for granted. But if you watch his activities and see what he's doing and consider, you have to conclude. If Tripurari was the incarnation of book distribution for distributing 100 books a day, what would Prabhupada say about this boy, Mohotsaha? You all can consider this. So, I don't usually quote from the Christian Bible, but I'm going to do so here because I think you'll see how it's actually relevant here. This is from Matthew 18, New International Version. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Does it sound germane? This is exactly the situation we're dealing with here. They look like little children. They are acting like little children. And the problem is that they're being forbidden from entering the kingdom of heaven. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for him to have a large milestone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the ocean. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. You understand? A person may experience his own bad karma or Krishna's desire, as the case may be, but do not be the agent of that suffering for anyone else. That's what I take away from this, at least. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. He goes on to say other things as well, but as I take it, this is a very eloquent and Christian description of the gravity of offending Vaishnavas. So we will no doubt be hearing more about that in the coming classes, in the coming verses. I think now maybe it's time to stop. But if anybody has any questions or comments, we can discuss. There's not a great deal of plot going on just now, but we can see the plot is thickening because now they've been checked, or they're about to be checked. So stay tuned and see what happens. Yes, Shachitanoi Prabhu.
Yes, two quick comments and one question. Didn't Srila Prabhupada say that, speaking about children, a child and an old man can get away with anything?
Yeah.
Also, I don't know in which part of the literatures it is mentioned that one child one time corrected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was chanting Hare Krishna all the time. So he was going for the call of nature and he was holding his tongue. And then he said, what are you doing? What are you holding your tongue? You know, what happened if at that moment you die or something like that? Where is that coming from?
I don't know.
And then that child was called the Gopal Guru.
Yeah, I'm not aware of this.
Gopal Guru, okay.
Sorry.
So, one question now. Isn't it, Prabhu, is it correct to think that the four Kumaras, one of the reasons why the appearance of Lord Shiva? Because Lord
Yes,
Ramadhan,
that's stated in the same chapter, 12 of the third canto. We already read that. We're in chapter 15 now. So that's the next couple of verses other than the one I quoted, that Brahma became angry because Brahma had some passion. And out of his anger, Lord Shiva was born. Rudra, what does Rudra mean? Howler, somebody who's howling with anger. Rudra is the furious one who destroys the worlds. And that came out. It's very interesting to consider. Brahma, these four mental sons of Brahma, the Kumaras, they were produced out of Brahma's meditation on the Supreme Lord for the welfare of the universe. And when Brahma was angry, in an angry mood, that gave that produced Lord Shiva. It's interesting. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm answering your question or if it is a question, but is that helpful? Anything else, anyone? Not, then we can end here. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.